Well, my job next week will be to present the constitutional case against impeachment, a case that I've been presenting on your show in two books and 25 articles. I will not deal with the nitty-gritty of the facts and whether there should be witnesses or not, but just from a personal point of view, the Constitution approach, which was suggested in prior impeachments, was always to have the facts presented to the House of Representatives, cross-examination. You then get a report, and the report is what's put on trial. The one thing that's critically clear is that if the Democrats are allowed to call witnesses, President Trump's lawyers will have to be allowed to call witnesses, and they're going to determine initially whether the witnesses are relevant. On CNN all day, they've been saying today that Hunter Biden wouldn't be relevant, but of course he'd be relevant if witnesses were called, because the issue is, was he corrupt? Did the president legitimately have an interest in ferreting out corruption, including the corruption of Hunter Biden? So I think if the Democrats begin to open the door, they will regret it. Also, it will put the trial off for months, maybe even longer than that, because they're going to call Bolton. Bolton will want to testify. The president will invoke executive privilege. And then the Senate will have to take that case to court. And the court will have to decide, either in a blanket way or question-by-question way, whether or not Bolton has the right to answer these questions. Remember, he doesn't get to make the decision. It's made by the president in the first instance, and then the courts.